It's time for another Ask Me Anything video, and today I'm answering the personal questions that were shared when I asked you, what do you want to know? So let's get started.
Closed captioning provided by Athena Moberg and CPTSDFoundation.org.
My name is Angie Atkinson, and on this channel, I offer free daily video coaching to help you discover, understand, and overcome narcissistic abuse in toxic relationships. I like to call it toxic relationship rehab. So if that sounds good to you, hit that subscribe button and let's get going. Today, I'm going to answer some really personal questions. So let's just jump right into it, shall we? Number one, what have you done for fun lately? Well, I'm kind of a nerd, so I've done a lot of research and digging and things like that. My husband and I recently started the keto diet. I'm having fun with that. I don't really know. I'm really busy a lot. I guess I need to have more fun in my life. I'm going to put that on my list of things to do this week. Number two, what's wrong with your eyes? They look really weird. Is that a real question? When I was 5 years old, I had surgery on my left eye. That's because when I was born, some doctor pulled me out with forceps and actually broke all the muscles in my left eye. So one of my eyes is actually a little bit bigger than the other one, although you can usually only see it in photographs or if I do this. It used to really bother me, but it doesn't anymore because thankfully I've learned radical self-acceptance and I'm okay with who I am 100% unconditionally. So thanks for asking. Number three, do you still write articles to sell? That's a good question. When I first started my business, I had to work for other people in order to be able to do my personal fulfillment type blogging. I didn't know the whole time I had been writing for narcissistic abuse survivors, but that's another story. However, I no longer work for other people. Now I work for myself and I have people who work for me. So it works out really well and I'm very grateful for that. But to answer your question, no, I don't write articles to sell anymore. Number five, when is your birthday? My birthday is on March 7th. I'm a Pisces. I know you're shocked. Number six, why do you talk so fast sometimes? I don't know. Do you really think I talk fast? I can't tell. I mean, I think I talk really, really slowly. Are you serious right now? I don't know. It's just how I am. I get excited about things. Number seven, are you a narcissist? I am not a narcissist. Not a toxic one anyway. Let me explain. I mean, everybody's a narcissist a little bit. Narcissism is a spectrum, and it begins with having enough self-interest to get up out of bed and get dressed and go to work in the morning. And then, of course, all the way on the other end of the spectrum, we have psychopaths and sociopaths and the dark triad and all that good stuff. So everyone has a touch of narcissism. Caring how you look doesn't make you a toxic narcissist. Caring how you present yourself to the world doesn't make you a toxic narcissist. What does make you a toxic narcissist is a lack of empathy, among other things. I, fortunately or otherwise, have a huge, heavy sense of empathy, and it makes what I do sometimes kind of hard, but it also makes it pretty amazing when I see people recovering and succeeding and finding true happiness in their lives. Fulfillment, happiness, recovery, it's a beautiful thing. I love that part. So bottom line, am I a narcissist? Not the toxic kind and not the kind that hurts people. Number eight, what's your sign? Oh yeah, I think I already said that, but I'm a Pisces. I mean, I think it's kind of fun to look at my horoscope sometimes, but I don't personally base my life around that sort of stuff. I've known some amazing people of every single astrology sign, and I've also known some jerks from every single astrology sign, so I don't think that's relevant. Number eight, why don't you make coffee videos anymore? I loved those. Did you really like those? Well, if you did, let me know in the comments below. Maybe I'll start doing them again. But mostly the reason that I've changed my style of video is because I'm trying to level up a little bit so that I can reach more people. And I've been listening to feedback from you and from other people here around the Spanily and around YouTube to try to present a more clear message in my videos and to have less fluff and less ums and ahs and things like that. What do you think? Am I doing okay? Let me know. Number nine, how can I start a YouTube channel like yours? Well, starting a YouTube channel like mine is a process. I suggest that you look at some of the YouTubers out there who are talking about how to start YouTube channels and get one started first and then just start talking. Everybody's different. Everybody has different stories and different angles. Be yourself and just be honest. Go from there. And if you want to know more about that stuff, you can always look at Empath Entrepreneur, which is a channel I have here on YouTube. I don't post to it very often, but I have actually talked about this topic, I believe, over on that channel. So check that out. I'll link that for you right there. Number 10, another YouTuber has said or done something I didn't like. Would you please call them out? No, that's against my policy. I don't call out other YouTubers. I don't trash people. Once I did a video about another YouTuber, but it was a YouTuber who had physically and emotionally abused their children, and someone asked me directly to put my opinion in on that one, and I did. But outside of that kind of stuff, I will never, ever tear down another YouTuber. I will certainly not get involved in another YouTuber's drama, you feel me? So those are 10 questions about me, 10 questions that you asked me personally, and the really honest answers. So tell me your thoughts. This brings me to the question of the day. And the question of the day is, ask me anything. And Maybe I'll answer it in my next video. Share your thoughts, share your ideas, share your experiences in the comment section below, and let's talk about it. I'm going to offer a really quick shout out to my entire Spanily. You will notice a new thing I'm doing now where I'm showing you as many subscriber names as I can during this little section of the video, and they're right there. And I just want to say thank you so much for supporting me, for supporting this channel, for liking and sharing my content, and for just being here, commenting, being part of the Spanily. Thank you. And a quick shout out to my amazing channel members, those people who support me through the YouTube channel membership program. Their contributions allow me to continue to make videos for you and be here for you every single day and help me to continue to grow my message in so many ways. Thank you so much, Inner Circle. The amazing Inner Circle includes
La Precious, Beautiful Purpose, Abraham, Chantel, Ashley, Carrie Ann, Charity, Steph, Dana, Mo Cowboy, Shay, Christina, Ray Ray, T, Christy, Boku, Alda, Smith & Wesson, Ms. Lisa, Martha, Freedom Lee, Mindy, Lynn, Marsha, Linnell, Phoenix, Cherie, Alice, Carrie, Angel, Bible News Radio, Linda, Charlie, Laura, Pirlala, Janet, Paul, Delilah, Sarah Lee, Marlene, James F, Trisha, Life's Revival, Lorenzo, Deborah, Roxanne, Susan, and my very first supporter, Angela Falsetta. Thank you. Again, I just want to say thank you so much for hitting that join button. Your support really does mean a lot to me.
Again, thank you so much. All right, that's all I've got for you right now. But as always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life. And hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. Now, before I go, make sure you take a look at the videos I'm leaving for you right there and right there. And while you're here, hit that subscribe button so we can stay connected and continue on this healing journey together. I'll see you soon.